The players have arrived, so training camp is well underway. He's Paul Dottino. I'm Lance Beto. Thanks so much for joining us. It's now time to answer your questions in the latest edition of the Giants Mailbag. All right, Paul, here we go. Question number one comes from Josh in Kansas. What is your bold prediction for training camp this year?
Well, it may not be very bold, Lance, but I think the Giants are going to keep four tight ends on their 53-man roster when training camp concludes. Conventional wisdom says you're going to keep three tight ends. The Giants have kept four. In fact, you remember a few years ago, Adrian Robinson wound up being the fourth tight end on this team. So it can happen. I just think that there's too much value from the tight ends who are currently in the room competing for jobs, and I think they'll do it probably at the expense of keeping a fullback because these tight ends have so much talent, so much versatility. I think that they can get more things done in their scheme.
A lot of depth at that position. Will Ty is back. He was the starter last season, the arrival of Rhett Ellison, and don't overlook Jarrell Adams, his emergence, as well as Matt Lacoste, who's finally
and
healthy. Of course. Evan Engram easily overlooked, but he's also very well in the mix, the team's first-round pick this year. My bold prediction is I think a veteran defensive tackle is going to win the starting job next to Snacks. I could see Robert Thomas or even Corbin Bryant, as opposed to Dalvin Tomlinson, the second-round pick this year out of Alabama, being a lock for that position. All right, here we go. Question number two, Paul. Lonnie in South Dakota, what starting position do you think is most up for grabs at camp this year?
Well, I think strictly because of the injury history with Darian Thompson, we don't know exactly where he stands. The safety spot, Andrew Adams showed last year that he could produce at a sufficient level to be a playoff team as a starter. So certainly he's going to be in that battle. So I guess that's where I'm going to have to go. I think there are a lot of other battles across the board, especially on the depth chart. But when you're talking about starters, I think you need to see the health of Thompson to make that fall in his favor.
Darian Thompson limited to just two games last season due to injury. The only other position I would say on defense that is one to watch for a starting job is what I alluded to on the first question, which is the starting defensive tackle spot next to Snacks Harrison. Well, those are your latest questions here in the Giants Mailbag. For Paul Dottino, I'm Lance Beto.